Congratulations to the 2017 National FFA Extemporaneous winner from the state of Oklahoma, Kyle Young. Congratulations, Kyle. Tell us a little bit about your FFA career.
Well, I started as an eighth grader and didn't really have a huge ag background. My grandfather was a farmer, but I joined the program to show sheep. I thought they looked fluffy and likable. So I continued through the program, showed sheep my eighth grade year, and then fell in love with the public speaking side. I never thought of myself as a big speaker. I was kind of a quiet kid, but as I got into it, I loved how much it pushed me, how much the FFA cared about me as a person and developing me into a good leader. So I did that, continued through freshman, sophomore, junior year, and then my senior year, really got involved in the extemporaneous division. It kind of showed me I was involved in a lot of different organizations, and it helped me speak on my feet, and it helped me really learn what a true public speaker really needs to know. It helped me write speeches better. It helped me really just flourish as a person, and I could bring it to different organizations. I could bring it to my schools and community all alike.
Why don't you explain the extemporaneous contest?
So you go into a room, they call it the prep room. You draw three topics that are related to different agriculture issues, and you get to pick one. After you've picked your topic, you get 30 minutes to prepare. This year at the National FFA Convention, we got 10 minutes of cyber time or computer time that we were allowed to search the internet for different information we didn't have in our binders. We do get to bring 500 pages of information in our binders and use that during our 30 minutes. And then once the 30 minutes are up, we go out on stage and we'll continue to compete, and we'll have to give a 4 to 6 minute speech. And then after the speech is 5 minutes of questions related to our topic.
What are some of the topics that you've had throughout your different levels of competition?
Oh, I've drawn anything from different irrigation issues that come up in the United States to world trade problems. Also, we've done ag literacy issues in the United States, and we've also had anything from drones to pictures on satellites regarding technology. So it's a whole plethora of all the different things that go on in the ag industry.
What piece of advice would you give an FFA member that's, you know, not sure if extemporaneous public speaking is what they're called to do?
What I'd tell you is it's difficult. You know it's difficult. So go ahead and jump in and get involved. Whenever I first started, I got last place at my first jackpot speech contest. But I knew that this wasn't going to be the end for me. I knew I had to push forward and make a big effort to be where I wanted to be. I'm blessed to be here, and it's only through the grace of God that I get to stay.
What is the future for you, Kyle?
Well, I'm currently enrolled at Oklahoma State University, majoring in professional aviation. I plan on commissioning into the Air Force after I graduate as a second lieutenant through our ROTC program and flying fighters for the United States.
Once again, congratulations to the 2017 National FFA Extemporaneous Speaking Champion from the state of Oklahoma, Kyle Young. Reporting for National FFA, I'm Thomas Shaw.